There is talk that Iraq's neighbor, Iran, could be the target of future American military action. Last week, The New Yorker magazine reported that covert U.S. intelligence operations are underway in Iran. That contradicts the stated policy of the Bush administration, which emphasizes diplomacy. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, many foreign policy experts now say the U.S. has no clear policy on Iran.
The list of important issues for the U.S. and Iran is extensive. Beyond the nuclear issue are Iran's involvement in neighboring Iraq, the presence of al-Qaeda figures in Iran, events in Afghanistan on Iran's eastern border, and Tehran's animosity toward Israel. But some experts, such as Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center in Washington, see nothing but paralysis in the Iran policy of the Bush administration.
For 4 years, we've had a policy that's all over the place with clearly great dissension within the administration between hawks and doves, or whatever you want to call them. And as a result, there has been no clear-cut policy, which has confused the country, has certainly confused their European allies, and has confused the Middle East.
At her confirmation hearings last week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had little to say about Iran. What she did say seemed to define U.S. policy entirely in terms of Tehran's attitude toward Israel.
This is just a regime that has a really very different view of the Middle East and where the world is going than we do. It's really hard to find common ground with a government that thinks Israel should be extinguished.
Vice President Dick Cheney had more to say about Iran when he appeared on IMUS in the morning on Inauguration Day. Cheney said the U.S. supports the efforts of the Europeans to negotiate a permanent freeze on Iran's nuclear program, but then indirectly, he brought up the military option.
One of the concerns people have is that Israel might do it without being asked. That if, in fact, the Israelis became convinced the Iranians had significant nuclear capability, given the fact that Iran has a stated policy that their objective is the destruction of Israel, the Israelis might well decide to act first and let the rest of the world worry about cleaning up the diplomatic mess afterwards.
Recently, the military option has received wide attention in Israel. The head of the Mossad, Israel's intelligence agency, told a parliamentary committee a few days ago that Iran was, in his words, nearing the point of no return on nuclear weapons. The head of Israeli army intelligence said that soon Iran will be able to target Europe with nuclear weapons. The Israeli defense minister said recently the U.S. should lead the fight against Iran's nuclear capability. The government of Iran does not seem to be greatly concerned. This is Iran's intelligence minister, Ali Younesi, speaking on Iranian television a few days ago. This is a psychological war they have started in order to influence the talks on the nuclear issue, Younesi told an interviewer. They think this way they can force us to make the concessions they want, but he said they do not have the ability to carry out their military threat. These days, the Iranians are almost cocky in their belief that with the U.S. bogged down in Iraq, there is no good military option for the Bush administration. Experts such as Jeffrey Kemp agree.
The talk is one thing. Action is quite another. Certainly as long as the Iraq situation remains so unresolved, certainly as long as Europe and the United States are still not talking from exactly the same slate, and certainly as long as the Bush administration has so much suspicion built up against it in the Congress and now in the country over misinformation given as the reason for going to war with Iraq.
Into this apparent policy vacuum, some current and former officials, most of them Republican, have put forward a new recommendation. The Committee on the Present Danger, which was a conservative platform for policy recommendations during the Cold War, has now reconstituted itself. In its first policy paper, the committee urges the U.S. to reopen the embassy in Tehran, engage in talks with the Iranian leader, Ali Khamenei, and pursue contacts with a wide range of Iranians, much the way the U.S. did in Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union in the 1980s. Mark Palmer, a former ambassador to Hungary, co-wrote the paper.
We believe very much that it's important to be present in Tehran and in Iran and to talk, most importantly, with the Iranian people, but also to talk with the regime, with Khamenei and the others.
Still, hints of a military option continue to surface. The latest this week, U.S. Air Force combat planes are said to be flying along Iran's borders, forcing Iran to turn on its air defense radar, providing valuable data should real attacks be mounted. Mike Schuster, NPR News.